This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing in Masechta Nedarim, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Daf Lamed Gimel, Amud Beis. Actually, this Gemara should be very familiar to you because we had basically this Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Kuf Ches. This exact Gemara appeared at the end of Ksubis. The Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says, we'll start it again. Hamudar hana mechaveroi. If you aser yourself to get hana from your friend, you can't get hana from your friend. Shoikel ashikla, you could pay his machzis ashekel. Upayrei aschoiva, you could pay his debt. Umachzoles avedasoi, and you could return his aveda. What if normally you pay the moitzi, you pay the finder for returning aveda? Makam shenoitlin ala sachar, if the guy doesn't charge you, now he's saving you money. You know, it's very interesting. If it's only because it's something that you would normally pay for and he's saving you money. But paying a debt, we do not view as something that you would pay for. The fact that somebody pays off your debt is not considered saving money. It's only if someone returns your object and it's something you would normally pay for and you don't have to pay. So that's what Yehuda was asking, Pinchas was asking, you know, why is paying a debt not like a place where you would pay money? Wouldn't you pay money to, you know, let's say someone had credit card debt. Say they had $1,000 of credit card debt. Wouldn't they pay, I don't know, $600, $700, $800 to get off the debt? $100 to get off the debt? I mean, you would think so. So we'll have to see in the Gemara what the logic of this is. So in a place where you normally pay, then the guy, in other words, let's say you say that I'm not to get hana from you. If you return my object and I would normally pay for it, I'm not to get hana from you. So what do? Tipal hana lehekdesh. I got to pay the money to hekdesh. What does that mean? In other words, you return. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says on that, Tipal hana lehekdeshim ein machse roitze lekabel haschar. So let's say like this. I say I'm not going to get hana from you, and you return my object. So I should pay you. So I could. One way out of it is I pay you. But what if you don't want to take money? Then I pay hekdesh. I give the money to tzedakah, right? So in other words, that's the way. The best way around it is if it's something normally that people pay for, so I should pay you for it. I'll pay you for it. Okay. The Gemara says, what's the logic here? Alma avruche ari ba'almahu. Vashari. This, the Ran said, we saw it yesterday, is going on paying off the shekel and paying the debt. The reason why it's mutter is because I'm not giving you anything. I'm just removing the nuisance of the malva. Now, why are you allowed to pay my shekel? Because either way, it's not like you're mahaneh me that you're giving me a chelek in the karbanos. Because even if I don't pay the matzis shekel, I'll still have a chelek of the karbanos. You're paying off my debt? No, it's avruche ari. Vishari man tana. Who is this tana who holds avruche ari is mutter? Amar Ravoshia. Ravoshia says, duzu divrei chanan hi. This is the opinion of Chanan. Zu divrei chanan hi. It's the opinion of Chanan who says avruche ari is mutter. Let's see the Ran. The Ran we read yesterday says that if somebody supports the wife of their friend, that a husband has to pay his wife, give his wife mezoinos. If somebody goes and gives her mezoinos, it's like he put his money on the horn of a deer. That lots of luck ever seeing it again. So when you pay off the debt that a husband owes his wife, that's called mavriach ari. That's what we did yesterday. To which the Gemara now says, Rava Amar, Rava says, afilu tema divrei hakol. It could even go according to everyone. Meaning, even if you argue on Chanan, and you say that if you pay a woman mezoinos, then you're allowed to go collect from the husband because you are mehanehim gabe mudar hana. In the case of our Mishnah, where you're usher to get hana from your friend, so you know why he's allowed to pay your debt? D'yahiv almanah shaloi lefraya. We're talking about where it was lent on condition not to have to pay back. Let's say, you know, those are always the best lenders. They lend the money and they don't demand payment. So everyone would agree that if the condition of the loan was, here, I'm lending you the money, you don't have to pay back. If somebody pays back the debt, that's not called being mahana the person. Even if out of courtesy, the person would pay it up, but since he's not obligated to, that's not considered being mahanahim. By the way, we had this exact Gemara in Ksubais Andaf Kuf Ches. Okay? We had this Gemara. We had the sugya of Mavriach of Rav Oishia, Ksubas Daf Kuf Ches. And now we're going to have a sugya we had at the end of Ksubas Andaf Kuf Dalet. My Chanan. Where exactly did Chanan say his teaching? The time we learned in a Mishnah. This Mishnah is found in the end of Ksubas. Misha halach lemedina siyam, a guy who went overseas and he has to support his wife. Amar echor pinasas ishtay. While he was away, someone got up and supported his wife. Chanan oimer, Chanan says, latzalak, ibiris moisav, he lost his money. He lost his money. Nechelku alav b'nei koyhanim gedolim. The b'nei koyhanim gedolim argue. V'amru, and they say, yishava kama hoitzvita. You should swear how much you spent and collected. Amru of doisa ben horkenas kedavreim. Rav Doisa ben Hurkanah said like the b'nei koyhanim gedolim. However, amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakeh, yofe amar Chanan. Chanan said, very good. Hiniach ma'oisav al keren hatzvi. Okay, these are the two opinions. By the way, take a look in the Ran. Afilu teima divrei hakol, da afilu l'rabbanon, da amri, shechayiv loiv l'hachzer l'zeh, d'mei hachoyv shapar b'shvil. Even the Rabbanon who say that the loiv is chayiv to return to this guy the value of the debt that he paid for him, gabe mudar hana, by someone who asers hana, dahainu masnisin, that is in our Mishnah, diyahiv almanah shaloi lefraya askin. We're talking about where he gave it on condition not to have to pay back. When he lent him the money, he stipulated, that when the money was lent, the stipulation was that he doesn't have the ability to force it to be paid back, only if you want to. Hilkach, ki parale madir lo'isay chayv, when the person who the neder was made against pays off the debt, da'af agav de'efshir demudar mishum kisufa parale, it could be that the person who is not allowed to get hana would have ultimately paid up out of embarrassment. Afilhachi kivan di'iboy loy par, since if he wanted, he didn't have to pay. Lav midi yav le'lamudah. He's not giving anything to the person who he's not to get hana from. You hear this? So even though he would have paid, that's not called a hana because he didn't have to pay. He didn't have to pay. He didn't have to be. Then the Ran has a kasha. V'chitema tenach parelei chayvai. I understand if you pay someone's debt. Ela shoykelei shiklei hechi shari alib derabanan. What about the case where you pay someone shekel? What situation is there where, what, you didn't have to pay the shekel? Everyone has to pay the shekel. So the Gemara says, Yiklameir demasnisin letu. He would interpret the Mishnah. Mishkachas kagoin shashalach eshikloi. In a case where you taka don't have to pay the shekel, what's halach if you send payment of the shekel and it's stolen or lost? So in that kind of case, the Ran says taka you would be pater, and even if it's the common practice to pay it, nevertheless that's not called being mahana somebody, okay? That's how the Ran interprets that. We didn't have to do that Ran, but still, it's okay. We did a Ran, an unauthorized Ran, fine. Now the Gemara discusses why the Rav Oishia said it's going like Hanan, and Rava said it's going like everyone. We had Mamish this Gemara in Ksubis. The only thing is, in Ksubis, it says it a little differently. If you remember that in Ksubis it says it differently, I give you a very big hug, okay? Rava lo yamar like Rav Oishia. Rava did not say like Rav Oishia, because Rava wanted the Mishnah to go like everyone. Dekamukam la'alamas nisan kederayakal. He wanted the Mishnah to go even like those who argue on Hanan. The Mishnah didn't say it's going like Hanan, so therefore, Rava is reasonable in interpreting it according to everyone. Why didn't Rav Oishia say like Rava? Why is Rav Oishia locking the Mishnah into Hanan? Rav Oishia lo'amar k'Rava. Why? Because Rav Oishia would say that according to Rava, what's the Mishnah talking about? Taka, if you pay someone's debt and you're muder b'hana, you're not allowed to. Why? Because you're being mahanahim. In what case is the Mishnah saying you're allowed to pay his debt? In a case where it was stipulated that it's a debt that doesn't have to be paid up. So that means you're saying that the Mishnah is talking about where there was such a stipulation. And that's when you are allowed to pay the debt. But ordinarily, you're not allowed to pay the debt. Well, maybe, you know what? Rav Oishia didn't want to say that that's the case of the Mishnah. Because if you're not allowed to pay the debt in a situation where it's a debt that has to be paid, we would make a gzeira. You're not allowed to pay the debt, even in a case where the debt does not have to be paid. Gzeira, lest you come to pay the debt when the debt has to be paid. Says the Gemara, gzeira shloli para misham li para. It's a gzeira that not to pay a debt that doesn't have to be paid, lest you come to pay the debt that doesn't have to be paid. And therefore, we prefer to say it's going like Hanan, that you're always allowed to pay the debt because it's mavri achari. So the Ran says, Gezerah shaloi lefraya atu lefraya kolaymer di amrina demader parei aloi choyvoi shalmudar kishalav amnash shaloi lefraya. If you say that a madir could pay the debt in a case where it was stipulated that it doesn't have to be paid, ika lemigzar, it's logical to make a gezerah dilma parale, he might come to pay. Afal pishatzivoi say amudar amnash sheik fenu amav lefraya. You might come to pay a debt where the debt has to be paid. Hilkach, therefore, if the Mishnah is the Chachamim, you would never be able to pay it. Imasis Rabbanan, Leka Gavna Deshar, there's no case that it's permitted. So must be Chanan, that you could always pay the debt. Alavade Chanan hi umutter b'chol enyan. Now the Ran raises a very interesting point. And that point is that the way the Gemara sets this up over here, this is not like the Gemara in Ksubas. The Gemara in Ksubas says that the Chachamim would say you can't pay a debt even though it was stipulated that he's not allowed to pay, that he doesn't have to pay, because since he would be embarrassed not to pay, you're giving him ana. That's the Gemara in Ksubas, which I'm sure you remember. By the look of your faces, I could tell you remember, especially the people I can't see. But when I could see that on your face, you remember it like you were learning yesterday. Oh, there you go. See? That The Gemara in Ksuba says, look in the Rambam. Perek shnei dayonik zeirois maskina begavna achrina. Damar hasam nihi dahana leslei kisufa mi leslei. Vahai amad echad opinus esishte d'amar. Okay. So that's how the Gemara in Ksuba sets it up. Now there's another shaila that the Ran discusses, that regarding supporting someone else's wife, that Hanan said, it's like hiniach ma'is val karenatzvi, the Rajba says that you only cannot collect if you say explicitly, I am giving you this because of the mezoinus of your husband. So then Hanan says that you cannot get your money back. But if you give a gift stam, then you could collect it. Because I'm not giving it as a matana, I'm giving it as a halva. And the Ran disagrees with that. Okay, but we're already well beyond the legislated run. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Machzer lo yaseh avedasai." You're allowed to return the aveda. You're allowed to return the aveda. So presumably that means, even though you're doing me a favor, you're returning me the aveda, and I'm not getting enough from you, you're allowed to return the aveda. So we have a machlokes how to understand this. Pligi ba Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi argue about this. Chad Omar, one says, lo yishanu ela b'shenichse machzir asur al aveda. You know what the case is? The case is the property of the returner is usur on the one who it's being returned to. So I positively, C-A-N, could return the aveda to you when my possessions are usur to you. Why? Because I'm not giving you my possessions, I'm giving you your possessions. I'm giving you your thing. Midam, an article, denavshe, that is his, kamahadarle. So if my possessions are also to you, I could return your aveda, because I'm not returning my possession, I'm returning your possession. Aval nichse bal aveda asur al machzer. But if the possessions of the owner of the article are usur to the returner, you can't return it to me. Loika mahadarlay. You can't return it. Why? Because I, the owner of the article, am doing you a favor by you returning the article to me. What favor am I doing for you? Now that you're involved in returning the article to me, all the 900 people who send you links to their charity campaign, you could tell them, go jump in the lake. I'm oisek in the mitzvah being machzer aveda. You know how much money you saved? Even if you just give, let's say, $18 or $36 to each charity campaign, but since you get about 900 a day, you've basically saved, you know, thousands of dollars. So actually, I am benefiting you by being the recipient of you returning to me my aveda, because since you're doing a mitzvah for me, you're exempt from tzedakah. This is called the kamahani le pruta de Rabbi Yosef. I'm being mahana you Rabbi Yosef's pruta. Rabbi Yosef holds like this. Rabbi Yosef has an amazing idea. What is the halacha about somebody who is returning an object? Is he a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar? Simply, he should be a shomer chinam because he is guarding it, and he's not getting paid. Rabbi Yosef says, no, you're Shomer Sachar, you're getting paid. What are you getting paid? You're getting paid the fact you're Oisek in a mitzvah. That's a hana. It's not a major hana, because what's the likelihood that while you're actively engaged in returning the object, a tzedakah opportunity will come your way? It's not a likely thing, but that hana is a hana that renders you a Shomer Sachar. Nichse Bal Aveda Asurin al-Machzer, if my possessions are usur to the returner, loika mahaderle, then if you can't get enough from me, you're not to return it to kamahani le putu Rabbi Yosef. The Chanamar, the other opinion is, not only if your possessions are usur to me are you allowed to return it, but even if my possessions are usur to you, you could return it. I pruta de Rabbi Yosef, aren't you a shomer sachar? Because by returning my object, you're benefiting that you're exempt from tzedakah. You are benefiting. That benefit is only a benefit regarding rendering you a shomer sachar, but not regarding real hana. Why not? The other opinion is, even if the nichse bal aveda are usur to the machzer, you could return it. Why? Umishum pruta d'Rav Yosef. Aye, what about the pruta d'Rav Yosef? Lo shchiach. It's not common. It's not common you're going to get a solicitation right then. I don't know, maybe Bizman Hazeh would be different. But let's see the Ran. Let's see the holy Ran. Okay, here we go. Midam denavshe kamahadale. We're five lines from the bottom. Midam denavshe kamahadale. V'loy mahani le midi. If I'm returning your object, I'm just giving you your thing. but now you're having, now your object is being returned to you. Now, so you'll say, but by me returning it to you, it's not going to get ruined, or it's not going to get damaged. That's also mavriachari. In other words, you giving me the aveda, you're giving me my thing. I, by giving it to me and it's secure, you're protecting it from damage. That's mavriachari. That's not a positive damage. By the way, just to point out a chiddush, let's say I make a neder that I can't get hanah from you, and a lion is coming to my property to ruin it, that guy would be allowed to chase it away. I mean, that's the obvious implication. Anyway, when you return the aveda, miftar milmesel pruta la'ani, you're exempt from giving a coin to an ani. Now let's think for a moment. If the possessions of the owner of the aveda are usur to the returner can't return it because he's being mahane pruta de Rabbi Yosef. That what? That if tzedakah comes, he doesn't have to pay it. So one second. So he would be allowed to pay your debt, because that's mavriach hari. But you can't return the aveda to him because he's saving you from having to give tzedakah. That's not mavriach hari? Sounds like paying a debt, you're not being mahanami. Exempting me from tzedakah, you're being mahanami. That's hard to wrap my head around. You know, in other words, I have somebody has a credit card debt. You pay the credit card company, you're not mahanami. You give me a mitzvah, so I don't have to give tzedakah. So think about it. Look how indirect this is. You know, imagine there was an appeal in the shul, and everyone's under peer pressure to give. So if the guy said, you can't get hanah from me, he'd be allowed to give the money for the appeal? He's not allowed to give the money for the appeal. He's not allowed to give the money. Not only that, he can't render you a oisik b'mitzvah, because then you would be putter. Is he allowed to give you a lulav and esrig? Because if he gives you a lulav and esrig, now you're putter from giving tzedakah during that time. That's an amazing idea. The chima hader le'avedasai, when he returns your aveda, also, the fact that he's returning my aveda, I'm giving him that hana of returning the aveda. He's choosing to return the aveda. It's amazing. The chima hader le'avedas, when he returns the aveda, mifter milameis le'prutal ani sha'oisik b'mitzvah pater min ha'mitzvah. The toli le'bed Rabbi Yosef. Why is it dependent on Rabbi Yosef? Mishum de pligi rabba v'Rabbi Yosef perak ha'koinet son ledir b'shomer aveda ihave shomer sachar. Is it like a shomer sachar? Usfira le Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef holds the kivan the miftar milamesa pruta la'ani shomer sacharu. So what does the other opinion hold? It's machlokes Rabbi Amin Ravasi. Pruta Rabbi Yosef loishchiach. It's loishchiach shiyavay ani lisham imenu ba'isa shah. The nema that we should say loy mahader, don't return it mishum de mishani midi. The chehai gavna in this case kivan de loishchiach, since it's not kam loyhava b'chal isar hana. Aye, so then why is he a shomer sachar? Umiu kivan de efsher de osi umeshani minei. Since it's possible that he'll come and you'll be nana from him, shomer sachar hala v'chayev b'gneva v'aveda. So here's the thing. Maybe someone could explain to me, how could it be that you're not, right? Let's say according to Hanan. Let's say the Mishnah, like the way Rav Oshia interprets the Mishnah, that it's going like Hanan. And the reason why you're allowed to pay off a debt is because it's mavri achari. Ah, you can only pay off a debt. But if the possessions of the owner of the lost object are usur to the returner, then he can't return the avodah. Why? Because even though you're allowed to pay off his debt, that's not called hana. But if I render you putter from giving tzedakah, I am giving you hana. So making you putter from giving tzedakah, I'm giving you hana. But paying off your debt is not hana. I mean, a debt is a big oil. No, it's mavri achari. But if I make you potter from tzedakah, maybe the guy doesn't want to give tzedakah. You're being mahana guy that you're making him potter from tzedakah. Maybe he wouldn't give. He doesn't. He has to give every single ani. Yeah, it's very difficult to understand. Look in Tysus. Tysus on the bottom right hand side apparently asks this question. Vim Toimar. Vaha avru chari ba'almahu shem avriach me'olav ha'ani. Da'afilu gabi pariach choiv chashvin onle mavriach chari mishum demotzil meimer mefaisin onle. What's the reason why it's not considered mahanes somebody to pay off their debt? The answer is because the guy could say, you're not mahana me. I knew I would have sweet talked my way out of the debt. I owe the guy $1 million. I would have gone to his house and said, here's a bowl of Cheerios. We're best friends. You meichel me? And he would have said, meichel. I would have persuaded him. Lefikach loy bari hazeka. Koshikein hacha gabe pruta sheinim etzuya kokach v'loy chashev hana. In other words, how could it be that paying off a guy's debt is not hana, but exempting him from tzedakah is hana? V'yesh loymar, says Toisvis, de pireya choyvoy, haynu oysa she pireya choyvoy avuroy, mavriach arimei alav. The one that pays the debt for him is sending away the lion. Hukach lav bari hazeka. It is not definitely a damage. Well, kach havei k'mavri achari. Aval hocha hamachzer atzmoi. The one who returns it k'mavri achari me'al atzmoi. Al yidei shemisasek ba'avedas chaveroi. Vareu ki'ilu noitel mikisoi shabal aveda v'noisna la'ani. Hachanami gabi perea choyvoi. Says Toisus, what would the halacha be? Like this. What would the halacha be if I make a neder, I can't get hana from you, and then I go into your wallet and I take money from your wallet and I pay off my debts? Will you say, oh, I'm just mavri achari, I'm not being nene from you, I'm just chasing away a lion? No, but if I was the one, I was telling you this svara, similar Yehuda this morning. Yeah? This is what I was saying this morning. Rav Pinchas. If I come and I take money out of your pocket to pay off my debt, then that's not mavri achari, because my involvement in it sort of renders it ahana. So the machzer aveda in this case, by, it's not a third party. I'm going and I'm returning the aveda, and I'm making myself potter from giving tzedakah. So it's like I personally went into your pocket to pay off the ani. So I'm being machshavit of value. The same way if I would go into your wallet and pay off the debt, that's not mavri achari. I'm actively giving you, returning the aveda, so now that is considered a benefit that I'm putter from the ani. It's like I went into your wallet and took money to give tzedakah to the ani. So, Yehuda, when you asked me this morning, even though mekadesh b'milva eina mekudeshes, if I say, I'm not sure if this is going to answer it, but mekadesh b'hanoas milva, I'm marrying you with the hana that you get that you don't have to pay. I'm not sure. This I could say clearly. I'm not sure how it applies to Kedushin. But at least I could explain Gemara Nedarim. That's my responsibility. I'm not responsible for the whole Shas. But, yeah, I think that's what Tosfos is saying. Yeah, it's Gishin. I don't know what he means by that, honestly. I hear those words are not really mashna the way I'm explaining it.
And also, again, in Tosfos also be saying like a potential in one case as opposed to something practically happening in the case of the when he's performing the mitzvah.
That what? I mean, let's get one thing. Tosfos says that even though there's mavriach hari is not a hana, but if the debtor goes and takes money from someone and uses it to pay his debt, that's asur, right? Why? But he's not getting hana. It seems like his involvement in it, the fact that he, what do you mean it's not hana, really? So why'd you do it? Obviously, you want to do it. You're gaining because you did it. The fact that you did it, that means you're being nana. I mean, in the question, Tosfos was asking that if the reason why it's not considered hana by paying a debt is it not bari hazeka because the guy would have wiggled out. Then certainly by the ani, it's less bari hazeka because who says the ani would come? That's less hana because who said he would come? To which Tosfos answers, but if the guy himself goes and he pays off the debt, by the way, maybe that means, I'm not sure if he's saying this, but maybe that means if the guy, that means he wouldn't have wiggled it out. And the proof is, because if he would have, why did he go and take money to return it to the ani? Because in that case, the fact that he returned the object to you, does that mean that doesn't mean it's very likely that the ani would have come to collect tzedakah. I just think the fact that you go ahead and return it, I'm sorry, and take money to pay a debt, that indicates that you value it as a hana. So too, if you return the lost object, so you're creating this benefit, that would be considered a hana. Okay, I'm going to hold it here. And with your permission, I'm going to daven ma'ariv. That's what you asked me this morning.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.